Good morning, Chelvest and Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Easter Monday, the 13th of April, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily briefing for the village. First of all, I'd like to say a big hello from the village to Fort Worth in Texas, where one of our residents is having to sit out the lockdown. To be honest, I only found out from Tony Brooks last night that Jerry listens into the daily briefing, or the Tales of Horace, as some people call them. Don't worry, Jerry, nothing changes in this village, and the pub will have reopened when you return. Then I must say hello to David Hackett, a long-time resident of the village and a fellow Unilever pensioner. He contacted me last night to tell me that he comes from Hales Owen, right in the middle of the Black Country. Embarrassingly, I hadn't spotted his accent. But then again, it has been diluted by living in Croydon, Chichester, Oxford, Bedford and Sheffield. Now, I do take my hat off to the folks of Hales Owen. There's not a patch of greenery to be found around there. At least us Gornalites could escape to the countryside in Himley. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, David had many roles in the village. He was churchwarden, trustee of the village hall, and quite literally the organ grinder. David is an expert on square pianos and all things musical. He now keeps the church organ going. He told me yesterday that he definitely agrees with Horace, but then again, frankly, who wouldn't? Chelston is indeed the correct traditional pronunciation for the settlement of Chelveston. During the 1977 celebrations for the Queen's Jubilee, David created a soft drinks cocktail for the village party, which he actually called Chelston Bile. Apparently, he had a big chuckle when the parish council chose Chelston Rise as the new name for our settlement, if only they'd known. Of course, I wasn't surprised to get a call from the big H himself yesterday. Adrian, he said, you've missed summit out again. Oh God, I thought, here we go again. What have I got wrong this time? H continued. Caldicott, we're never called that when I were a kid. Now, I was really puzzled. What else could it be called? So H said, we always called it Cawcud. C-A-W-C-U-D. So when he was young, apparently the parish was called Chelston Cawcud. Not Chelveston, come Caldicott. Now, the Parish Council website is a mine of information on our history, all put together by Mark Hunter the clerk. And when I looked at it yesterday, it seems that Caldicott was indeed called Calcott in the 15th century, which is obviously that how it became Cawcud over the years in the local dialect. So, of course, Horace was right. Every day I live in this village, I learn something new. Well, yesterday was the busiest Easter Sunday of my life. It started at 4 a.m. preparing the daily podcast and the newsletter. And after that, I needed to ensure the church service was ready for Easter Sunday. Then I had to sort out the entries for the colouring competition and write the software to display them. It was just lovely seeing the efforts that the kids had gone to. Even if some of those kids were 38 years old, and yes, that's you, Michelle Barnes. I'd asked on Saturday for all houses to let me know if there were any kids about, and I was then able to deliver a bag of mini eggs for all the children I'd heard about, courtesy of the Village Events Committee. Now, earlier in the week, Adrian Jeffs had let me have a huge Easter egg from the Wellingborough and District Lions. They normally auction Easter eggs off in the pubs for charity, but this year, obviously, they couldn't. He asked me if I could find a deserving home for it, someone who really needed a smile. I was definitely able to oblige, and yet again, I did feel a little guilty, as it was me that got the smiles of joy from the people who received it, not Adrian. So yesterday was Easter Sunday, one of the most important days in the church's calendar. Many of you will have listened to the church service yesterday and found comfort in renewing your faith for another year. But for those without faith, I ask you to think about what we achieved yesterday as a community. Val Marshall spoke to me at midday, telling me that her housebound husband, Rick, was running out of reading materials now that the libraries were closed. She wondered whether anybody might have any books they could swap. Within an hour, I had 10 offers of help and Rick had books on his doorstep. And then Sarah Stops started a Help Yourself Swapses library on her driveway. So far, this has been the strangest bank holiday ever for most of us. But for me, it has been the most tiring bank holiday ever. But if I had told you just 3 weeks ago that we could achieve all of this in one day, you wouldn't have believed me. So actually, I think this village has had the best collective bank holiday weekend ever so far. So well done, Chelveston, Caldicot and Chelston Rise. Long may it continue.